Hi everyone, Sane Made here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Roger. He didn't give me a specific topic. So what I wanted to do is cover something that I ran into on the goingyourownway.com forum called The Madonna Whore Complex, posted by someone named Juggernaut. And his words explain why I had zero performance anxiety when I was about to break up with the girl and I had sex with her the last few times. Because I was just using her over those last few times. But before that, I couldn't get turned on as much when it meant something deeply emotional. I think that if women understood this, they would gain understanding that it's not that their husbands aren't as attracted to them as they used to be. I know I'm kind of rambling and it doesn't really make any sense, but hopefully it will soon. Anyway, here's what Juggernaut has to say, and I quote, "This phenomenon was first characterized by Sigmund Freud as a case series where he used to describe why some married men were unable to be physically intimate with their wives. Most men he used were of high status, but they had absolutely no problem with sexual performance in brothels. His summation after psychoanalysis was that these men were suffering from a form of psychosexual impotence, caused by the mischaracterization of women into distinct archetypes, and one of them the man had zero attraction to. The Madonna whore complex describes women as being part of two separate archetypes. The Madonna or goddess, she possesses all the qualities of the ideal or perfect woman. She is what you want in a wife, the idealized perfect version in every single way. Men, for the most part, have a set of qualities that they would like in a woman, but with minor variances between them, I won't list them. In other words, this is the woman that they marry and have a family with. As a man, you're more likely to pedestalize her, so your sexual arousal for her is lower than the other archetype. The second is the whore. She possesses qualities that you deem unworthy of being a wife and mother to your children, but she sexually arouses you much more than the first type. She is the ultimate pump and dump woman. You do not value her opinion, you do not listen to her. Her only purpose is sexual release. Freud had a lot of descriptors for both archetypes, which I won't list, because every man already knows the characteristics. It doesn't need to be listed. Currently, boys are being taught to see women as goddesses, while ignoring that humans are not perfect, and women neither fall into one category nor the other. In fact, I'd argue that the modern woman is more of the whore than a goddess. But the modern woman desires the benefits that come with the goddess characterization and the treatment delivered onto them by the males to which they are pedestalized by. So they want to behave like whores but get the security as if they were goddesses. It's no surprise that the catchphrases and statements they use push this narrative even today. But it does not work. At a psychological level, these are all triggered by your subconscious. Remember how you couldn't negotiate attraction? Either she's into you or she isn't. Well, this is the male version of it. We'll smash anything, but we won't wife the whores. So no matter what happens, it is up to you as a man to recognize that this woman who is appearing as a goddess in your eyes is basically your subconscious telling you to make her your wife and let your instincts kick in. To procreate, provide, and protect. You have to recognize in the real world, perfection does not exist. But your subconscious mind is unable to tell the difference and recognize that she possesses negative qualities too. Do not ignore it. The world works on entropy, chaos, and disorder. Women are aware of this complex. They are aware that these are the characteristics of the ideal woman goddess, and this is the best chance of having a man take them as a wife. So they pretend to be like this. They deceive men, unquote. I agree. A hoe wants to be desired and loved like a housewife, while a housewife wants to be desired sexually like a hoe. They want to fulfill both roles for a chat, but they can't have both because a man would actually have to see them as a sex object and a love object at the same time. I say love object because when you love a woman, you worship them as such. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind. Especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself. Structure your thoughts and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to men being attracted to whores more than their wives' clown world show. Either way, with both types of women, it's a delusion. One is a delusion coming from your pants, no pun intended, and the other one is a delusion coming from your heart. Juggernaut is right that the subconscious makes you unable to see that the saintly goddess has negative qualities. That's because you love her and your mind has decided to see her as that love object. But I was told to go to sex therapy because I wouldn't actually see my ex as a sex object that she wanted me to. There's a gangster movie that captures this phenomenon really well with Robert De Niro. He's told by what I believe to be a psychologist to make love to his wife, and he says that's gross, that she's the mother of his children. Juggernaut is also right that many slutty women want to be wanted as wife material, so those female chameleons take on traditional qualities like being submissive. But in the end it doesn't matter because the slut in disguise will have experienced the passion from men that didn't actually love her before, and she's going to want to feel craved like that again at some point. She wants to be looked upon with loving eyes and lustful eyes at the same time. But because the male mind only works in two modes, that means he's never going to be able to give her either a hoe or a housewife his complete soul. That's probably why for the longest time, men would have a loving wife at home and a mistress that they could use to make their sexual dreams come true. One wife fulfills them emotionally and the other sexually. I now believe a man needs both to enter vaginal Valhalla. For me, I experienced this psychological barrier before where I wouldn't give up a woman that I loved my baby batter, but had no issues giving it up to the women that I lusted after. There was a psychological blockage, and I'm glad that Freud explained this well over 100 years ago. When I saw this post on the goingyourownway.com forums, there were zero comments on it. No one cares. But it's very important when it comes to understanding both male and female nature. So that's why sexual variety is important to a man. He can love one woman at a time, but he can lust after multiple women at the same time. I always knew that having sex with a woman I loved while choking my chicken in the days in between was the most fulfilling thing I could do. I guess now I understand why. Juggernaut, I really have to thank you for bringing this up if you're listening, because you're making me feel like there's still something new to talk about in the manosphere, that there are topics out there I haven't covered, and that's super refreshing. Because now I understand more and more about male and female nature, and I have an understanding about what happened to me, and that what I was actually going through was completely normal, yet the women in my life didn't like it, because they wanted me to love and lust after them at the same time. I told one woman that was impossible. The one way I did find to hack that was by figuring out that I could have sex in some new and exciting way to get creative, and that would energize sex with a loving woman almost to the level where you would actually get with the ones that you lusted after. Juggernaut, you also said this, and I quote, "Red pill wisdom would tell us that this conclusion about men not being as turned on by their wives as their mistress or brothel babe was a stretch, that Freud feminized the results because he did not actually want to blame it on the fact that wives were deficient, i.e. fat and ugly, and or turned off the man in some way. In those days, wives in the household had duties and sex outside of procreation was not high on that list. After all, these men were still able to have sex for recreation at the brothel. And I'd personally like to say that this alternative description is likely to be true. However, the lasting effects of his description carry on today in this modern era." Unquote. Juggernaut, I don't think the effects of Freud's description carry on till today. I've never heard his explanation of this before, and explains why women want one Chad or Brad that's going to love and lust after them at the same time, while men want two or more Stacys, one to love and one other one to pump and dump. Also that both sides of species want to be fulfilled sexually and emotionally. More likely that women want a man that wants them both ways, because it proves to them that they have him fully hooked. It's kind of like they own his soul. If he performs in a lackluster way in the bedroom around them, but loves them deeply, they will feel inadequate. But if he lusts after them and they make him go crazy, but he won't commit because he doesn't love them, then they will also feel inadequate. Freud, I guess, explains what happened to me a long time before it happened. I think that high school classes need to have red pill classes to teach guys about this, sort of like sex ed. But you know, that's never going to happen because of all the clucking mothers at the PTA meetings. Plus, all the girls in the school would lose their minds as well. I think the cruelest thing is that women want love from you, but they don't love you themselves. They only offer manipulation, and you're right, Juggernaut, that they're aware of how powerful love is at controlling us so we end up doing their bidding. Women have to choose between a man that's super loving or super aroused by them. That's probably one of the reasons that women cheat on men so often, that they want to be desired in a carnal way by a man, and if you don't give that to them because your biology prevents it, then they'll start looking elsewhere. It's the same as a man that has a mistress. In many cases, he wants to keep his marriage, but he also wants to get sexual gratification on the side. I think that Freud's Madonna whore complex, or whatever it's really called, has a lot of merit to it. If I can look back on my life and see that I was influenced by it, then I'm sure that many of you will as well. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Roger for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women want you to smash them in a savage yet tender, loving way at the same time. And they'll start looking elsewhere for what you're not giving them. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that are loved by their husbands, but that's just not good enough for them away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.